Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
What's up, you stankin' asses? This is one half of the great No Need for Apologies.
And I'm the other half.
And that's the other half. So what we're doing now is that we're shouting out reviewers, people who leave comments from people from all over countries and all over states. That's just let this. Let me do it again. Let me do it again. What's up, you stankin' asses? Welcome back to another episode of No Need for Apologies. I'm Derek Gaines.
I'm Monroe Martin.
And what we're doing now is that we're shouting out people for leaving us comments and reviews. And shout out to the one, what's her name? Jill
Wade.
Reed, was it? Jill Wade.
Like, just be like, yo, what's up, everybody? Thank you for listening. I mean, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening or watching No Need for Apologies. Shout out to Jill Wade from Arizona. Also, shout out to everybody in Arizona. Y'all, wonderful state. Appreciate y'all. And then put your own little twist on it.
Okay, cool. All right. Cool.
Do you just want to use that?
That was actually pretty good. Keep that.
No Need for Apologies.
That was good.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to No Need for Apologies. I'm Monroe Martin.
I'm Derek Gaines.
And we have another episode for y'all.
Stinking old asses.
All yeah, right. We got Gabby Rosenthal in this bitch.
Gabby Rosenthal.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't do that, huh?
Wait, you can do you in your house. You can do whatever you want.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to warn you. You might regret that later, but okay.
What, this? What did you do? You raised the roof?
Like that? Yeah.
Who decided this was an actual dance move?
I'm gonna blame the Jews because like I did that without even thinking about it and like yeah. As a
did she raise the roof? I didn't see.
She raised the roof. Yeah, she definitely
just a little
went
bit.
Like this.
Just a little bit, yeah.
But do you think the Jews are raising the roof or they're raising that chair that y'all sit in when you get married?
I mean, that's why we gotta raise the roof. We gotta make room for the chair. That's why you raise the roof. So you already know.
Hey, I don't know. Like it's a weird thing that caught on, and I don't know. I'm like, it ain't the worst. It ain't the worst thing.
Old Jewish mothers raise the roof. Sorry, it's nice. You get to see their big, you know, lakka arms. The lakka right under the.
That does a body good, man. Those lakkas.
The potato lakkas always.
The potato lakkas with some applesauce. I fuck with the lakkas with the applesauce.
Okay. Yeah. I like when you guys talk dirty, man. Talk
yeah. I like that shit. I fuck with some Jewish food. But let me say this. Lakkas, and remember those potato cakes that they made you make when you were younger in elementary school when they was teaching you about Native Americans? It's the same shit. Oh, they never made you make the corn cakes. No, we had potato cakes. We had to do potato cakes. And they was like, this is what the Native Americans ate.
Potato cakes is lakkas or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Corn cakes was Native American. Yeah.
Yep. Nah, I'm telling you, we have potato cakes.
No, nigga. Potato cakes is Jews, and then the natives is corn. They was right. All about corn. All
right, so maize. Break this. Yo, so you saying that the
maize cakes.
I know what maize cakes are, but I'm saying they have potato cakes. What's the difference between a lakka and a hash brown?
A hash brown. No, wait. A lakka ain't as crispy as a hash brown. Fuck you, Monroe.
Oh no, you don't make your lakkas right then. They gotta be crispy. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So you bet. Crispy with onions. Can I put onions and peppers and all that shit in it? Because that's what
maybe
we
you can
do
whatever you want. You can do whatever you want, baby.
That works. All right, cool. All so right, they got to be crispy. So fried hard lakkas, that's what I like.
So where are you from, Gab?
Smaller.
I'm from Jersey. I'm glad that you couldn't tell from our conversation before this, but you know.
Oh, I hear it now.
I hear it. Yeah, I didn't at first. I was like, I was trying to pinpoint it, and I'm like, I don't know what that is. I thought it was Long Island.
Oh no, don't insult me like that.
I no, take that back. Jersey? What part of Jersey?
I live in Hoboken now, but from like the Jersey part before this.
What's the Jersey part?
Like Morristown. You know Jersey, but yeah.
How deep is Morristown? Morristown is like close to Central Jersey, right?
Yeah, it's close where to the Central Jets play, like right nearby where the Jets play.
Oh, breathing in all that trash.
Smells so good.
You Jets are going to come back.
Every year, we're winning the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. You got the chemical plant and then a trash team. It's just, if I got you.
Does a body good, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's all
right. That's right. You be a Jets fan. I'm an Eagles fan, so I understand.
We got a recent Super Bowl.
That's true.
Yeah, you
that was
know.
A great game. And
in our stadium, it was nice. Kevin Hart was there trying to touch the trophy. You remember that, so it was cool.
Oh, Kevin Hart was a legend during the Super Bowl. He was the real MVP.
Was he, or was he just trying to? Yeah, I think drunk. You say legend, I say alcoholic.
Yeah, but you can't tell me you didn't watch those clips, though.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely watch those clips, and I will say this: when I reach that level of fame and importance in my industry, I will too do stupid shit.
There you go.
I will go to Flyers games. I don't even fuck with the Flyers. I don't even fuck with hockey, but I would try that at the Stanley Cup.
I will go to a Flyers game in a Easter orange suit if I had money, just mm-hmm. to be the new mascot. I'll walk out in the ice, nigga. That's what I'll do. And fuck with the octopus if we win the championship.
Yeah. I'll eat the octopus. How about that? One up.
Okay.
How did you – so what are you – like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm not sorry because we're trying not to apologize on this show. But, would you like to tell our audience what it is you do exactly? Because I know you as a podcaster. I asked Tiana Sasha, and she was like, she's a cool-ass chick. Yeah. She's a sneakerhead. You got to have her on. I'm like, all right.
Oh, wow.
I'm highly recommended. Okay, so I was like, yeah, all right, let's do it.
Well, I appreciate you, girl. Thank you so much. T's dope people. I started in the beauty industry. I work in PR, and I mm-hmm. just was like, sports and sneakers is where I need to be at. So I'm a lot of what you don't expect. I like mm-hmm. sports. I have more sneakers than most of my guy friends. And yeah, I tried to, what do they say? If you love what you do, you don't work a day in your life. So yeah, I'm trying to be.
How did you get into that? Like when you were younger, were you like a tomboy, or were you like still like a feminine woman, but like under the bed, you had like a pair of threes?
It depends on which of my parents you ask. So like my little brother knows jack shit about sports, like absolutely okay. nothing. And I'm convinced my dad wanted a boy at first, and my mom tried to make me like her little princess, which, you know how kids are when they rebel. I'm like, none of this princess shit. No, thank you. I want to play basketball and sports.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but today's different. Sometimes you can get your princess with your boy and you just switch it up. You know what I mean?
That's true. I like that. So progressive. Okay.
Yeah. You're like, look, shit. Well, it just gender role switch. Let's go.
Yeah, because right. Remember, because D-Wade's son is the daughter he thought he always probably had. But, mm-hmm. you know, it came around. It was a good time.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
What?
I love Dwayne Wade as a Heat fan.
Look, I love Dwayne Wade. I like to see progressive.
My man dirty.
I like to see progressive fathers out there.
I'm not teasing. I was like, yeah, he wound up having his son with the daughter he never had. And I was like, oh, good fam.
That's facts.
So, yeah.
Were you like the chick that played football? Were you that girl out there that's like, come on, I could do it. Let's play, y'all. And then they're like taking the light on you, or they were hitting you?
Oh, no. I mean, I could do that. But like, again, I have my Jewish mother who wanted me to play tennis. So I played tennis and basketball growing up. I was never allowed anything to contact because I think I probably would have been like, I will beat you in a street fight on the field.
Can I sincerely ask you what's the Jewish face of fascination with basketball? Because I was watching Uncut Gems. And I was just like, my God, like what, has it always been like that? It's just been like that.
Well, but wasn't the first basketball player Jewish?
Probably.
Or Jesus? Like something like that? Not Jesus. Yeah.
Jesus hoop? I don't know.
I don't think Jesus was doing much. I think Jesus was out there. Yeah, he was out there getting his foot rubbed by his women's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like that. That's like the making of an NBA player.
Yeah. What do you think the infatuation of what basketball is? We don't want to speak for all Jews, but at least a good amount of.
Like 20%.
I don't know. I mean, I came out of the womb in a Knicks jersey, so I can't really. It was like in my blood. I don't know. Like my parents had season tickets growing up. Like my dad also had a set of corporate tickets for work and for the Nets when they were in Jersey. So I grew up going to games all the time. And like when you're a little kid and you got like any seat that is not the last row, even if it's the last row, it's just like an honor to be nominated. It's dope being there. The guys are so much bigger in real life. Like, they're like real life superheroes. And the game is so fast. I don't know. There's something about it that just follows life, man.
That's dope. Mm-hmm. Did your boyfriends growing up, assuming boyfriends, I don't know. I don't want to.
No, it's fair. That's a good question. Yes, boyfriends.
No, I'm not saying.
Why would you think that? Let's talk about that.
What, me, black, or just saying that?
I mean, boyfriends, yes. That is my orientation.
But, love, you know? But did they have to be sports fans? Or were you like, I don't even want to see that dick if you ain't a Knicks fan?
I mean, you don't have to be a Knicks fan because I know as a Knicks fan, it can be a hard life.
Yeah.
Marry a Knicks fan. We are the loyalest bitches out there, let me tell you. But I mean, if you have no interest in sports, like, I'm going to feel like the dude. I'm going to be like, I just want to watch football on Sundays. I'm like shit talking my fantasy football team. Like my personal one in the office. Pants. Oh, yeah. But I don't need to always wear the pants. You know what I mean? I like to wear a dress or a skirt with my J's sometimes too. So if someone I can watch it with, that's
J's go dude. Better with a skirt. When you see J's on a girl with on a skirt. Yeah.
J's on a girl.
I like that. I'm married, but I like ladies in jeans, but like a good skirt with some J's, you like.
Yeah, the hoop earrings and everything. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I guess, like, if you were dating a dude who was a Knicks fan, then you know he'll never keep his promises and he won't reach his goals probably, right?
Isn't that... Or if he's stuck with the Knicks,
isn't
he's never
that kind of like a thing that you, like...
I mean, he tried really hard, and he's never going to leave me, so I'll take that. That counts for something.
Or he'll just get really excited about new things in his life, but then blows a lot of money on it to spend too much
money. Or I'll date him when I'm, like, 20, trade him somewhere else, and then come back and pay him, like, 6 times the salary.
Let him go out. Babe, I got to go get a ring. Yeah. I know, like, and then come back. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. He comes back, he's yours, right? Isn't that the rule?
Yeah, he can retire.
Waiting, by the way. Sure. I'm still waiting. They have not come back yet.
But that's good. Stay faithful. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Look, if they ain't coming back, I see that you got the little ice maker on the fridge. If they ain't coming back, they done.
Hey, Gabby.
Right?
Gabby, just a nice friendly bet. $75, I bet you Jesus comes back before the Knicks does. All right? That's how we're going to play.
Okay. Damn.
Is this a virtual fans right here? Yeah.
All right, like, so I'm going to hit
like
you up.
I like money, so, you know, us Jews are good with our money. $75 is going to be yours.
If rapture happens before a comeback, I will come.
As that rapture's happening, I'm calling you up. I'm going to be like, yo, where's my money?
Hit me.
That's right.
Hit me up. Yeah. Please.
How has the COVID quarantine and pandemic affected your job, though? How has that been affecting you?
Of course.
I'm bored in the house and I'm in the house bored. Like we get real creative here in the sports world when there's not as much sports going on. Like we're doing some don't rush challenges, things like that, team bonding. How can we reach out to fans in a way that's still exciting, you know, especially since I think our invitation got lost in the mail to Orlando. So, you know, all things considered, just trying to be creative, man, you know?
Yeah, I get it.
It's
hard.
So like...
Do you find yourself like balling up pieces of paper and then shooting them in a trash can and placing bets on it?
I mean, I'd be lying if I said I haven't done that. Like when quarantine started, I put on Space Jam and I'm like screaming at the TV being like, fuck these Monstars, they're cheating. And I'm like, what?
That's right.
Who said that?
You got like a basketball court or driveway or anything? Like just something?
Nah, I thought about getting a hoop in our back. We do have a backyard, but no hoop. I got vetoed, so.
That's the joy of New Jersey, though. You got the backyard.
Right.
Yeah, that's the joy. You got space out there.
Mm-hmm. I know. People hate our Jersey, but let me tell you.
2 weeks. I don't miss it. I was in Jersey at my mom's house in quarantine. Okay. And just having a backyard and driveway is fun, but I'm glad I'm back in New York. But yeah.
Jersey is different when you have money. When you have money or you're at least upper middle class, Jersey is different. It ain't the same Jersey. It ain't New Rochelle. No, that's New York. It ain't like Elizabeth or where was I about to move?
NWK, Newark.
That's right, Newark.
Newark. It ain't Newark. Is it Newark or Newark?
Newark.
Niggas say Newark. But it's N-E-W-A-R-K.
So it's Newark.
Yeah, Newark.
Newark. I thought I was stupid.
You'll blend right in if you say it like that. It's perfect.
No, I wouldn't. If I say Newark, they'd be like, what? Give me your money.
Newark. Newark. When you do Newark like that, I'm from Newark. Because I used to do shows in Newark. And they'd be like, yo. And you got to be good, man. Because them dreadlocks and them ACGs will stomp you in the head if you ain't funny. So, yeah.
We're tough critics out here. Mm-hmm.
Tough critics in Jersey. Came up in Jersey. So, I understand.
That's right.
Yeah, you can't hear it in his voice?
I'm a little blended, you know? I don't know.
I'm versed in Philly, South Jersey, and New York, like, slang. So, it's like a mix of all three.
And South Jersey's kind of like a different country, I'm not going to lie. I mean...
Yeah, y'all don't even believe in us. So
South Jersey is like, Philly.
Yeah, South Jersey is Philly.
South Jersey is Philly.
Mm-hmm. It's Philadelphia.
Agreed.
I'm from Philadelphia. Sorry,
I'm like looking at something right now. What do you think? So I'm reading. We got little news articles and stuff that we look at. So did you notice that basically, so I don't like really talking about Trump, but I thought this was funny. So K-pop fans reserved like a million tickets to the Trump rally in Tulsa.
Heard about that.
That shit was hilarious. But they said it was like orchestrated by, I just call her AOC because I don't know how to say her name. Ocasio. How do you say it? Do you think what she did is fucked up?
No. 50 did it to Ja Rule.
Hello?
Loved it. So yeah. Why the fuck can't, you know, AOC do it to Trump? I like it.
I don't think there's anything wrong with being that kind of petty. Actually, I respect it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. See?
So do you think we should bring more rat beef tactics into politics?
Absolutely. 100%. That's what Trump was doing?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, I think the country needs it, man. We can't keep doing the same shit over and over again. It's clearly not working. Like...
It's always going to be white man on white man. I like it because what they say, they always say black on black crime, which isn't a thing. But now I call this white man on white man crime. And I like seeing that shit.
It's kind of cool, man. Seeing these old white lady protesters is like pro Black Lives Matter is a fun thing to watch, man. It's like Candyland. You go, get the fuck out of here. She got a little tassel, her old little Florida body with the Black Lives Matter and Trump. Bigot, you go, well, God bless that. Mm-hmm. That is nice to see. Let me smoke some weed on that.
That's just because we're two different people. Like, I think there are more people who aren't racist than people who are.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I think there are a lot more people who aren't racist and truly don't think about race than people who are. It's that the people who do think about race are loudest.
Yeah. They're loud as fuck. It's like, shut the fuck up already. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's like Freudian, ain't it? Like, the ones that do the most shit talking about it is the one that's the most for it or some shit like that. Yeah.
I don't know much about Freudian. I only know what a Freudian slip is. That's it.
Isn't it how, like, if you like child molesting, you should become like a priest or some shit, right? Is that too deep for this?
That's not a Freudian slip. That's hilarious. I mean,
that's
no.
A Freudian slip.
A Freudian slip is when you say.
But, you know.
A Freudian slip is when you end up saying, like, you're thinking one thing, but you say something else.
Say something else.
Yeah, that's a Freudian slip. But being a pedophile and becoming a priest is just called Catholicism. I think that's just called being able to pass interviews. That's all it is.
Sheesh.
Are you religious? Are you Catholic or anything? Well, no, of course not. You're Jewish.
Well, I'm Jewish, but...
But are you, like, practicing? Because a lot of, like, as I move...
Not
like,
with a Rosenthal last name. I've never read a Catholic Rosenthal. That's like an oxymoron.
No, he's on a delay, so you gotta... He's talking on a cell phone. He's on a delay, so he's gonna hear things, like, 10 seconds later.
Sorry, guys. I'm so behind in time.
No, it's all good. Tape delay. It's all good. No, I'm not. People hear Rosenthal and they automatically assume I'm like the messiah of all things Jewish. Like,
yeah.
I will dead ass be eating a bacon cheeseburger while I'm having a conversation with someone and they'll be like, so are you kosher? That thing that you don't eat meat and cheese? And I was like, bitch.
But why do people, like, why is that bad? Because meat and cheese are the best combo.
The best. I don't know.
I know, right?
I don't know. It's something in the Bible.
Is it that they don't want you to, is it that they don't want you to enjoy life? Is that what it is?
No, I think Jews are known for high cholesterol, so that's probably what it is. It's trying to mitigate that and passing it off as something else.
Is that a thing for real?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, I'm like,
what do you mean about that whole thing?
But it sounded good though, right?
It did. I was definitely like, wait, what? Go ahead, Derek.
No, what kills me about the whole thing is that meat and cheese goes best on that thick ass bubbly bread y'all got. So it's like, damn, like the collab with ham and cheese is just, but no.
Can you say that bread again? Say the name of that bread one more time, please.
He said it.
There you go.
I thought it was.
That was
wait,
good.
Wait, you pronounced the C? I thought it was challah.
No, challah bread. You got to bread.
Yeah, oh, exactly. You got to. There you go. That was perfect.
You got to get the phlegm. You got to.
Challah.
Challah bread.
Now,
there you go.
Because I used to go to Jewish camp, and they had kosher law, and I was pissed off that I couldn't have a turkey and cheese sandwich. It was always like turkey or cheese, or just eat hot dogs or peanut butter and jelly. Like,
so what if you got the turkey and then you went back and got the cheese and then put them together under the?
You get kicked out of camp? Like, you get kicked out of camp?
It was at a camp.
I didn't go to Jewish camp, so you might be more Jewish than I am.
Wait, Derek, you
I might be.
Back from Jewish
camp? Jewish day camp and Jewish overnight camp. So it's like, yeah.
Okay.
It's the cheapest camp you can go to.
It's probably true.
Not the overnight camp. No, it wasn't. I had to pay tuition for that camp. It wasn't even like payments. Camp tuition. I was in the mountains, nigga. That was money.
Oh, okay.
Did you say, Dylan?
I was like, wait, Derek, you came back from Jewish camp?
Yeah, I came back. What are you talking about? Oh, I get what you're saying. Oh, that was old, you dumbass. I got the joke, but
I didn't get it.
Holocaust.
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, okay. Now I get it.
You dummy, Dylan. Anyway,
sorry.
Fucking asshole.
Fuck all of
I know. I was like, I figured they got it before I did, but I got it. I was like, oh, that's hot.
I didn't get it.
Yeah, Gabby, I came up. I went to camp Logging Twig in the Poconos. Mo Tenner was the runner of the camp. Mo Tenner might be one of the most Jewish names I've heard in my life.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Mo Tenner. As soon as you say Mo Tenner, I think of, like, Mo Sizlak off The Simpsons.
Oh.
No, he wasn't. Mo Tenner was a cool old Jewish dude, kind of look like your Judd Hirsch or your Mel Brooks, kind of like mixed together.
Yeah.
And he ran a camp, and he came to my house, and he talked to my mom and me, and told us that they had like flying trapeze shit, rock climbing, camping, and all the shit. When I got there, it was all there. It was there. I ain't gonna lie. And it was just like it was camp, and I was like in love with this girl named Jessica Goldberg. She was dating some nigga named Meatball, and I was like, man, and I was the only black kid there. It was weird. Yeah, man, it was like the chef was like really, really gay, like over the top.
So the food was delicious.
Like, but the food was off the goddamn chain. He used to make cheesesteaks every Friday night.
Sure.
I only trust gay chefs and fat chefs. I don't trust that nigga was a beast in the kitchen.
Dynamite. He made pastas and shit. Like, I used to write jokes about it. I still got jokes in my book about it.
He was the Luther Vandross of culinary.
But like over the top, like he used to dance around and like in like outside in his like chef hat and apron before he go make the kids for the kids.
I'm here for it. I love that.
But he was great. But no, I did all that shit.
Okay, maybe I should.
But you didn't. So that's what I'm saying. So you didn't go to Jewish camp. Why was that your choice? Did you choose to go to like tennis camp instead of Jewish camp or something like that?
I actually did tennis camp. Real time.
Yeah, no, could you? Yeah, I know you went to tennis camp. Because you can't play tennis without going to the tennis camp for a little bit.
You gotta go to camp.
I went to a tennis camp. I went to a hood tennis camp. It was just people trying to pelt each other with the racket. We were just like, we'll hit the ball hard enough to hit each other.
We just were like,
it was just taking out our aggression. How was tennis camp for you? Are you good at it? Are you good at tennis?
I used to be. I played in college. So having Jewish parents that were like, we need to get her a scholarship. Or
you got a scholarship in tennis?
I didn't get a scholarship, but I was ranked. So I used to play tournaments all the time. And that's actually why I had to give up basketball at one point. That was a sad day.
Oh, you did? Oh, wow. Yeah. What's that jumper look like? What are you, three? You shooting threes? Or are you?
What are
you?
Shot champion, man. I'm telling you.
Oh, so people just hit you a lot?
I was center on our middle school basketball team. At 5'8", I was our center. That just shows how good we were.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
I went to basketball camp, too. I went to basketball camp same summer as Jewish camp. So my mom made me like a double agent. And as many black people that was there, there was one Jewish girl who had the wettest jump shot I ever seen in my fucking life. To this day, mm-hmm. the way she flicked her wrist, it just, the ball would just go sashay through the fucking hoop. It was
sure
a great time.
It was probably you. It wasn't Gabby.
You went to Sun Hill basketball camp in 1996, 95.
I mean, yeah, that was like the right age for me to go to camp, but.
What basketball camp did you go to?
Me?
Yeah.
I went to a local one up by me in Jersey. So, and then.
Oh, wow.
Sunny, are you familiar with Sunny Hill? You know what Sunny Hill is. You're not familiar with Sunny Hill is like the basketball camp in PA in Jersey. Okay. And like, you ain't shit if you don't get into this camp. Like, for real.
I got
into
Sunny Hill. I don't know
you
how
ain't
I did,
shit.
I did.
Yeah. I didn't even know you went to basketball camp, Derek. I thought you went to like breakdancing camp or some goofy shit like that.
That was later. I went to breakdancing.
You went breakdancing camp too? What the fuck?
It's a camp for everything. Camp for everything.
Damn. I'm an only child. My mom covered all my bases every summer. She was like, oh, this is what you into? This is what the fuck you gonna do while I'm at work. You ain't staying home. You got to go out.
Mom's smart, man.
So what you watching on TV, Gab? What you been, like, what get, like, what, besides sports, because you can't watch sports unless you were, like, watching NASCAR or some goofy shit. I don't know.
Nah, but, like so much.
Yeah, like. Classics, like, just old basketball games.
I mean, I love the Jordan ESPN documentary. I thought that was great. I mean, I don't know why everything feels like they need to dog on the Knicks, though. Like, it's not about the Knicks. Why are we still dogging on the Knicks? That's all
because
I gotta say.
Patrick Young came out with those shitty high tops. That's why.
They weren't that bad. I don't know, they're kind of fresh.
No, I mean, I was fucking around. The right color, I get them.
Okay.
My favorite player used to be Starks for a long time. And people are like, why Starks? Jordan exists. I'm like, and that's why Stark is my favorite player, because Jordan exists. And
my favorite player was Jordan. I don't care.
Yeah, follower.
If you weren't a Jordan fan, it's Jordan. It was Jordan. So who else?
So you're watching the ESPN documentary. Mm-hmm. What else we got?
I watch MTV The Challenge. Don't judge me. It's so fucking good.
I don't know what that is. Can we bring that up?
Yeah.
I want to see what that is.
Great jersey. God.
You know what the challenge is there?
Absolutely. Huh? He knows.
What is it? Is it like one of those things where they just like lock people in a house and they're like, don't fuck each other? Is
that 30 sums in a room or in a field or on an island and they got to live and fight and fuck and read books and eat and all this horseshit. You know how many girls I've dated from Jersey watch these shows? It's just what it is. It's just, the MTV stuff.
I mean, the best reality show is 90 Day Fiancé. That's the best reality show.
I hear that is. I still need
that shit. You gotta watch it. Okay. You have to watch it, Gabby. I'm telling you, you're going to enjoy yourself. Okay. It's a fucking great show. It says a lot about this country and just people. If you're like in the like psychology and you want to like break people down, watch that show. You see what people really do for survival and all that shit.
Okay. I mean, I need some new shows. I'm working on The Office right now. I just finished Dear White People.
Oh, here, wait. If you really want to get into some shit about money laundering, watch The Ozark.
Oh, Ozark is great. That's another great one. Okay. I forgot about that. That was like the beginning of quarantine. So
it's been like the new Breaking Bad. Mm-hmm. It's the only thing that's come close to Breaking Bad since Breaking Bad. So yeah, The Ozarks, if you have.
Ozark is great. And there's one more season coming up. It's going to be a longer season.
Nigga, are you smoking weed? You know we placed this on YouTube. You can't smoke weed on YouTube.
Oh, wow.
Now YouTube doesn't like that?
Well, I don't know why, but like you can smoke, but you can't like inhale on camera or some goofy shit. What's the rule, Dylan? No, don't apologize. Do you? What's the rule, Dylan? Dylan knows. He knows more than I.
It's a little tricky because we could say tobacco pipe. It wasn't bad until you said weed.
I mean, who the fuck is smoking?
You're just smoking brown stuff.
I'm smoking hashish. This is hashish. This is Indian orange marmalade hashish. It's got fruit in it. It's very nice.
It's like a vegetable. There you go.
Like a vegetable.
You're drinking out of a Chinese store container. Everyone knows it's weed. They got, only weed heads drink out of that cup.
No, they don't. People who smoke hashish and I'm getting some kombucha. I'm chilling some kombucha now.
Do you notice Gabby keep pulling up that Nick's solo cup?
Oh, you could tell? I wasn't sure if you could tell.
She did it. You did it. This is your third time. I'm not slow. I was just looking at you. She keeps going like this.
You know?
She's like, look.
Good time.
I've noticed it.
I'm thirsty, y'all. I can't help it.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're Nick's. It's nice to see somebody has so much faith in Nick. Just a good time.
What's your favorite sneaker? Let's get into that. Actually, fuck that. So, hold on. We got to do plugs right quick.
Do the plugs.
Let's do the plugs. You got anything to plug, Ms. Rosenthal, Ms. Gabby Rosenthal?
I do. So I've been kind of creative in quarantine and started a new podcast digital series called The Kicks and Shit Show. Mm-hmm. We are on Instagram, YouTube, and anywhere you can listen to podcasts. And we basically riff about sneakers, what's coming up, and we give a real perspective. It's no bullshit. Like, we're not trying to make sure we're not pissing anybody off. You know, if something's trash, I'm gonna tell you it's trash. If something is fire, yeah, I'll tell you that too.
Shit. Well, let's let me get these plugs out of the way because an idea just popped up in my head and we're gonna work through that shit. You know where to find me, people. MonroeMartinComedy.com is where you can catch all the other shows that I have. The Roast Show, 6 for Nothing Show, Saturday Morning Cartoons. Also, Monroe Martin, III on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And remember to watch these videos on YouTube, share them with your friends, make comments, and, you know, pass it around. Share the wealth, baby.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I tell you every time, do exactly what Ro told you to do with his page and keep subscribing to No Need for Apologies. And just follow me at The Great Boy on Instagram and make sure you watch that goddamn movie. King of Staten Island is out now. It's a good time. It's good old dramatic comedy. It's a dramedy for the summer. So for fucking 4th of July, before y'all go out to the beach, y'all need to laugh. King of Staten Island was a star-studded thing, and it's great. All right.
Let's jump into some sneakers. What is your favorite sneak? What's your favorite? What is your holy grail? And to make it easier on you, I'll give you 5 because I know sometimes to choose one shoe.
Motherfuckers have an
aneurysm.
So I got a question for you though. Does it have to be one that I have or just ones that I fuck with?
It can be anything. That's why I'm giving you 5. It can be something you have. It can be something you fuck with. Something you
and
want.
And it can be a grail. It needs to be a grail sneak, of course. You drop a holy grail on us.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, my first pair of grails that, like, kind of got me into kicks is the Air Jordan 4 Toro Bravo. Like, it's literally fire.
Red Dawn,
it's like straight flames. You know what I mean? Like, it makes a statement. 4s were my very first favorite silhouette. I mean, I'm more of a 1s girl these days, but I feel like who isn't? I know it makes me sound like some basic G, but, you know, that's okay.
Don't make you sound basic. All right, come on. You got 3 more.
Okay. I just love the Wave Runners, man. I know that it's like 2017 called and they want their sneakers back, but like, I don't give a fuck. I love them so much. The Chicago ones, the off-whites, great flames.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then probably the sneakers I wear the most are my Concord 11s.
Oh, okay, good.
They go with everything. You know what I mean? I mean, I prefer the low.
Well, the black and white. It's a tuxedo shoe.
It's a
fine list of shoes that you named, Monroe. What's your 5 before I fuck all y'all up?
Here's this nigga. Before I fuck all y'all up. I stick with you, and I say, I think, to me, I like fours and threes the most.
Okay.
And then I like fours, threes, and I would say eights the most.
Oh,
my okay. My favorite sneaker of all time are the Aqua 8s. I think it's a shoe that is fucking beautiful. It goes with everything. Boy. I ran these bitches into the ground, and I want them again, and I'll pay whatever to get them, as I think they're one of the toughest shoes. I like the cement threes, which they'll never come out again. Never. Nigga, no, those are not Aqua 8s. Those are, there's a white Aqua 8s. Get the black Aqua 8s. These shits, those are regular. Those aren't considered fire. Those are very regular. Look at those. Dumb shits. Look at them shits. I would say the 2015, because they had the yellow in the tongue part of that. They had the yellow trim around that bitch. And that shit is sexy. It's comfortable. When I got that, I bought that shoe when I was in Italy. Remember? When I went to Italy and they came back with them shits? Yeah.
I was mad as fuck. I was like, I got it for like $80. I was like, man, kiss my ass.
There was a spot. There was a sneaker store in Italy. Yo, not 80, but like with the, it was a lot cheaper with like the, what's it called? The exchange rate or whatever. Mm-hmm. It was a lot cheaper buying them in Italy. And like, it was me, my boy Minuin, and Jared. And like, we came across this fly ass sneaker store, and we were like, just browsing. I was like, yo, how much for these 8s? And he said some price was translated to America for like 150. And I was like, what? 150? Well, let me get them. I walked out of Italy with three pair of sneakers.
Gotta buy a whole suitcase for that.
Yo. Absolutely. So I got, what am I? I named two. I got three more. I want those Yeezys. I don't even know the name of them. There's the Jones that Che had on. I think they are the Wave Runners, but they're in like pink, white, and gray. Bring those up, Dylan. Dylan, are you there?
Hello? I know what you're talking about.
Fuck it, I'll do it. But Tyvee,
those are my favorite. Those ones right there.
I'm working. I can't unmute myself and Google freaking Twitter.
Whoa,
relax. I'm only one human.
Not all the time do you get to yell at a young Jewish man. So I'm gonna take the opportunity to do it.
You gotta hang out with my family more then.
Yeah.
What you're talking about. I had these in my hand as well. I did not buy them. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, no, them shits are fire. Right there. But no, the Jones that are pink and gray, the Jones that are pink and gray are like way better than that. Like, yeah, I would say the bread 11s, and the bread ones. I can really only like, as much as I like other sneaker brands, Jordan are the only thing that really like fit my feet right, because I'm flat footed and I overpronate, where I want to fuck with some low top Air Maxes. You know what I mean? Like, I want to fuck with Air Max. I want to fuck with some dope ass NMDs, but I can't, because I will waffle them shits. Some shits that end up looking like them little waffles that Eskimos wear when they're trying to.
Yeah, you'll waffle them up, bro.
Yeah. So I got to stick with Jordan.
Waffle them shits out.
Yeah. And I had these, my favorite sneaker, one of my favorite sneakers of all time, and I never wore them right, were the Kobe Elite 8s, I think they were. The high top Jones that, you know what I'm talking about? The Jones I got in Montreal.
Yeah. Can you sell those?
No, Reggie Spears fucking, he spilled beer on them.
Oh, that's right.
2 days into getting them. I came back from so there's this festival in Montreal, Canada called Just for Laughs. And I went up there as a new face, and they give you a per diem, and I blew that per diem on a pair of Kobe's. And I absolutely worth it.
You kept them now. Damn.
Yeah, and I had them, and I wore them one. I wore them twice. I wore them in Montreal for taping, and then I came back, and I was hanging out with Reggie and Matt Richards and them, and I bought, being nice, I bought the table a pitcher of beer. And Reggie was like, thanks, man. I appreciate it. And knocked the shit over. And it all just fucking stouty beer. I fucking stouty beer. So brown that shit basically is coffee. And it's just like, blast on the shoe. And he was like, my bad. And he started trying to dab it. I'm like, get the fuck off me, yo. Them shits were fucking dope.
Wait, what happened after that? You got rid of them?
I mean, I just wore them as gym shoes, and then you just kind of toss them. But I should have kept them because nobody knew. I thought Kobe would live forever, to be honest.
I mean, same.
Yeah, Kobe is one of those people you just go, oh, he's going to live forever. So he'll come out with another hot shoe. I thought he would probably start retroing shit. You know what I mean?
Never did with Kobe's, though. I don't know why.
No, all the Kobe's Adidas were trash.
Trash.
Trash. The Crazy 8s were probably like the only thing that wasn't his worst shoe with Adidas. Like,
I got everything. Those, when he started making, when he had the Mamba series with Nike, that's when I started buying Kobe's lot. All them low top Kobe's I had.
They're super comfortable.
Yeah, but him and Tracy McGrady had the worst Adidas. And now, him, Tracy McGrady, what's the other dude? James Harden, they have the worst Adidas.
They haven't figured it out yet. Like the McDonald's stuff that just came out, those McDonald's joints.
I got to see them. I got to see them. Hold on. Let me bring them up. Since Dylan.
I'm searching. You said a Harden shoes?
There was a McDonald's collection that just is coming out this summer.
Yeah, now I'm looking at them.
Dame Dalla.
Can I share my screen?
You should be able to, but yeah, I can just look it up.
Yeah, here you go. No, I got it.
Thank you.
I got it, Dylan.
One thing, Monroe.
These shits are trash.
Yeah, let me see.
Who would wear these? Ronald McDonald? For the people who are listening and not watching the podcast, we're looking at sneakers right now, and we're looking at Adidas Next Level, and they use a 3 to replace the E because they're trying to be urban. But these are some trash ass shoes. These look like some wrestling booties.
I know. You've got to find the Dame Dollar ones with the M on the side, with the McDonald's M.
Yeah, I don't even want to keep looking. These things are trash. It's not worth your time.
The Dame Dollar with the M on the side. Ugh.
I know. Apparently, he loves sweet and sour sauce, and that's why he's the green.
Then Chick-fil-A need to come out with a shoe with Chick-fil-A sauce. Chick-fil-A need to come out with a series. Let's talk about that.
I think Taco Bell.
Nike and Chick-fil-A, but then again, Chick-fil-A is supporting.
Those ones. Those are them, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you better producing.
So what? Yeah, now you're great at producing. Right? But who, like, what in McDonald's is lime green? Like
the
after
sweet,
you
the
eat
sweet and sour sauce, the sweet and sour sauce label is why they're green. So that's what I said at first. I was like, I don't understand this green. Like Dame Dalla's color is not green. I don't understand. I'm not here for it. I mean, I'm still not here for it. But
them things look trash.
I'm also a Buffalo sauce. Can you agree with me, Gabby?
Buffalo sauce is shit.
LeBron's first 10 were awesome. After that, I don't know what happened.
So I don't know if you know this about me. I'm not going to agree with you on that one.
What are you talking about?
I have some strong feelings about LeBron, and maybe that's for
LeBron's first 10, his first 10 numbers.
Even if you don't like LeBron, because you probably don't like LeBron, because what do you think he was championship hunting? Is that you didn't like him for bailing on his team and going to the Heat? What don't you like? Because he came back.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's amazing on the court. I just think he's got a really good PR team. And, like, I like LeBron now. I didn't like old LeBron. Like, you don't show up to the ESPYs because you lose in the championship. Like, go cry in your Cheerios at home, my man. Like, if you want to be the king and give yourself that title, you better fucking be there. You know, don't say, go back to your miserable lives. I'm still a millionaire. You can't say shit like that. Like, nah.
Did he say that?
Yeah. Yes. But he was a kid.
Yeah, I stuck that in there. That's right.
That's hilarious. What is this though? What was this?
Hashtag never forget.
Never forget. Hashtag never forget.
Yeah, that's funny. Hashtag.
But you gotta allow people to grow, and as much bad and stupid shit that LeBron did as a kid, he's doing a lot more as an adult.
100%.
But his sneakers stink now. Them are fucking trash. And they're the same price. And they're the same exact price, Gabby.
I know. I don't know. I mean, the old ones for me, like, I might rock a basketball sneaker with a dress, but like those are bulky for me. I think like the South Beach Sevens. Mm-hmm. I fucked with those. Those are, I think, my favorite.
Everybody loves South Beach Sevens.
Of course, those were great. But otherwise, I'm like,
Oh, sorry.
They just feel real, real like a heavy shoe, you know?
Yeah. They're not. They just look heavy.
Yes.
They're very light.
For function, not for fashion.
Yeah. So as a sneakerhead, how do you feel with all this flywire shit? I feel like they're cheating people because they're not using as much leather. Because they definitely show you they have the capability to use premium leather in sneakers. You know what I mean? Like, one of my favorite fours are the Columbia fours, white and blue joints.
Yeah.
Terrible colorway, but awesome fucking sneaker. Like, the leather was, like, comfortable. But you buy sneakers and everything is just knit. Everything is just this knit fly. What is it called? Fly wire or fly, yeah. Fly knit shit?
Fly wire.
That shit is corny.
I mean, yes and no. Like, the Flyknit ones that came out, like, that came out in the Bred and the Royals, I thought those were kind of cool in the shadow color. Like, it's a vibe.
Are you talking about them water shoe high tops? You talking about some high top?
No.
That's what they look like. They look like high top water shoes, Gab.
They look like you're trying to insulate. Like, you're wearing a sweater. Like, you put on a pair of Yeezy 350s, like the original ones, before they put in those mesh panels that are garbage. It's like you're wearing a sweater walking on clouds. Like, I'm here for it. Like, I'm not trying to run in those shoes. If I get chased, I'm fucked, but...
See, as a black man, you need to have things that you can run in. You need to have a fly sneak that you can fucking be like...
Yeah, I mean, I need a sports bra for that. It's not about the sneakers for me, it's a sports bra.
I need a shoe that's going to shake them cops. That's what the fuck I need. Yeah. So, yeah. That's why my top five, let me get into it.
Yeah, here we go with his top five.
Uh-huh. All right.
Let's hear your top. Let's hear your top five.
88 threes off top. 88 three is the grail. Yeah. The 88 when the back piece was still Nike Air. I'm not even talking about when he was doing that shit. That's the first. And then the commemorative reunion edition 88s, the dunk contest threes with the icy sole bottom.
Oh, I like those over the holy. I like those over your holy grail. I would say that. I think
icy soul threes, bro. The dunk contest.
I think the icy soul Jones are better than the cement Jones.
Them fucking things right there, bro. I was like, kill me. And then, sheesh. Look at that. Sheesh.
Yeah,
and then, I got I'm gonna put. So I'm going to go ahead and put the cool gray 11s. I'm going to leave the concourse to you, Miss Gab. I'm going to get my cool grays. So let me see. Wait. I'm going to need the Son of Mars, them green, red, white, and black joints. You know, the Son of Mars.
The hybrids.
Yeah. Nah, them shits were dope.
That was like one of my favorites. Then I'm going to have to give you the, I'm going to need them LA Union Station ones with the goofy laces. And, and for my last one, let me say, hold on.
They don't have to be Nike because you know you want to throw fucking.
It could be anything. I'm naming because it could be, because I never owned Yeezys. There's two pairs that I still like with dot, like.
Which ones? I got to know.
Them Yeezy boots are fire. Them Yeezy desert boots.
I haven't made those in a while.
Them shits are fire.
Yeah, man. Oh, and them Honey Nut Cheerio LeBron 10s, and I'm done.
Oh, them
shits are too yellow.
Nah, if you know how to, nigga, I went on Gotham Comedy Live with the Duckman Nines on. You remember that?
Yeah.
It was like glowing on. It was glowing on camera. It was like, yeah. So you know me, I don't care.
The vibe, I like it.
So what do you think? So why do you think sneaker culture is so popular now?
I mean, I think sneaker. I talk about this all the time too. Like, I'm not what you would expect to be someone who's in the sneaker culture. Like, I'm from Jersey. I look the way I look. I went to private school. Like, sure.
Y'all are the ones that bought sneakers. I would say growing up, kids who lived in the suburbs were more sneakerheads than the kids who were
in
poverty.
Damn
Because y'all parents could afford them.
My mom was doing
all right.
I got all the things. I'm sorry.
But yeah, no, I know. You Gucci.
I'm just sorry.
We could riff all day, my friend. I just think that it's changed so much now that, like, people have bots. They just throw money at shit now. Like, it's not the same. Yeah. It's not the same as, like, going to buy sneakers at the store. Like, I am constantly taking L's also, and I have, like, a very low threshold for rejection. Like, every time, like, I wanted the Royal Toe ones.
Yeah.
And after that, I didn't get them. And I'm like, it's because everyone is home and we're in a culture now where you can just throw a bunch of money and call yourself a sneakerhead. That to me is not a sneakerhead. Like, I don't even consider myself a sneakerhead. I have that on my Instagram profile because I'm only allowed a certain amount of letters. Mm. Like, instead of being like, girl who collects sneakers and also might be a sneakerhead. Mm-hmm. No space for that. You know what I mean? But I agree with you. It's a hype beast. And I think like that hype beast culture has changed the game, that now if you've got all this money lying around and you want to spend a grand at Stadium Goods or Flight Club, like, by all means do that. Like, it's inclusive, but it's not my bag, you know?
Yeah. How many sneakers do you have?
It's a very personal question.
How? How's that personal? Nah, I didn't ask you who you voted for.
It's probably actually less personal. Nah, I'm just playing.
Yeah.
I've got around 100 pairs. I rotate mine if it's something that I don't wear.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't usually buy things to just buy them and keep them on ice, but every now and again I do, and I'll flip them around. But I usually try to keep around 100 because I don't have enough space for much more than that.
100 pairs? Do you have like a separate room?
No, I wish. That's
wait, these are 100 pair of sneakers. We're not talking about heels and flip-flops included.
I got regular shoes. We're too. Saying, no, this is 100 of sneakers.
Just sneakies.
100 sneakies. Are you like, so if we went in your closet is set up like a rapper's closet. Do you got the little clear bins that you can like pull down and open?
I actually don't fuck with the clear bins. Like, I think they look really dope, but they make your sneakers oxidize faster. So they take the oxygen away. And because I'm someone who wears mine, but I don't have 100 hours in a day to wear all of them all the time.
Yeah.
I like to try to preserve them. Like, I try to keep my sneakers fresh.
So what's more important besides the sneakers that you met? Yeah. So what's more important when you like, when you have your sneaker, what are you like, all right, this is next. Like, I have to have a fly jacket. I got to have a fly shirt. I got to have like some jeans or maybe a dress. Or do you feel it out? Like, how do you do it?
I mean, it's the whole fit, right? Like, I love a good bomber jacket. I have way too many t-shirts. Like, I've got 37 million pairs of the same black leggings. I'm like James Bond, but of athleisure. I don't know. And I like sunglasses too. But it's the full fit. I can't say just one. Like, I've got a bunch of dresses from when I used to work in corporate. I've got like my fancy Gabby stuff that like people rarely see and are always shocked when I put on a pair of heels.
Word. Mm-hmm. So basically what Monroe was getting at, so you was asking, Rob, so you just start from the bottom and go up. So sneak first, go up. Or because like, word.
And I wear a lot of black, so everything kind of matches.
Absolutely. But black is elegant. So
thank you.
All right.
Oh, no, thank you for us. I would say black is elegant. That's skin color.
I got you. Also facts.
Black is also elegant.
Uh-oh, look at that. I feel something. I feel some vibes going through these screens. I feel a little vibe going through this screen.
I love the language, babe. You're saying all the right shit.
Uh-huh. I would say the great boy is smitten.
Talking about smitten.
He is smitten. You're saying all the right things to this young man. Right. Yeah, you may get yourself a curly head little boyfriend. I don't know. I'm fucking with you.
I'll check my DMs after the show.
You should. All right, we're going to cut to our new segment by Everett.
Oh, shit, my nigga Everett.
Yeah.
Everett, big man.
Everett is one of our interns who helps make this podcast amazing.
Very, very funny. I'm your
apologies correspondent, Everett McMahon Yang. This week, we're going to take a look at the sports ranked by difficulty that has sparked some controversy online. The table put together by ESPN has boxing as the most difficult sport, while fishing is the least difficult. Now, everyone seems to agree with that, but it's the rankings in between that have me the most interested. Now, golf is ranked 51 out of 60, which has everyone, and when I say everyone, I mean frat dudes and their dads, just blowing up Twitter about all this panel of experts has never played golf. I'm like, I'm no athlete myself, but let's not pretend like you're an athlete if you play golf, right? There's no strength required to play golf. The only strength required is to lift a beer can from your little go-kart to your dry ass lips. You're sick of seeing your wife, okay? And if the best players in your sport still be elite while overweight, drunk, or on cocaine, then you're supposed to be elite. What I'm more interested in is badminton being ranked 30th. That's 12 spots above rodeo bull riding. And you know what? I totally agree with this ranking. Here's why. Now, badminton is a sport that is dominated by the Chinese. Right? They've been on top forever. Playing badminton is less dangerous than riding bulls, then you've obviously never had Chinese parents, right? Because being a bull rider is the exact same as being a Chinese kid whose dad forced him to play badminton. In both sports, you have to avoid a beast that's filled with rage that can physically hurt you or kill you if you fail. Except in bull riding, if you lose, you don't have to deal with the disappointment from the bull for the rest of your life after the game. That's why the stakes are so much higher with badminton. And it takes a lot more grit, too. Everyone who rides bulls wants to ride bulls. But nobody who plays badminton wants to play badminton. Now, admittedly, this list is a few years old. So if I were to rewrite it for 2020, the top two sports would be trying to buy stuff from a store without a mask and trying to gather peacefully without somebody trying to kill you. That's it for this. I'm Everett McMahon Yang. Back to you, Derek and Monroe.
Everett McMahon Yang. Thank you so much, Everett.
Thank you, Everett. I will agree, though. I will agree that golf isn't a sport. No. It's a pastime. It's a thing you do when you get money and you
to pass the time.
Yeah. I wouldn't say I don't. It's hard to play, but it's not a sport.
Hard to play, but
if we're open about sports, if we're like, you know, because look, I play video games and now that's a sport, right? They're like, that's an e-sport, so I have to count golf. But I'm like, miniature golf exists, which it basically is just like going, yeah, let's take this stupid ass game and make it even stupider.
Yeah, but
and let's eat ice cream and teach our kids how to do it. Like, golf stinks, and that's only because I'm bad at it.
Miniature golf is worse because you got a date with you usually. And then there's a whole girl on the line. So now you got to play for real.
The best part about golf.
What if she beats you, though? What if she beats you at miniature golf?
Then good. But no one wins in miniature golf.
I don't care. Go over your house and I'll get you something to eat.
No one wins at miniature golf. You're both standing there looking stupid. The best part about golf is the driving range. That is the best part about golf. The rest of that shit is unnecessary.
Yeah.
That's true.
At least in miniature golf, there's obstacles. Like, there's a gator mouth, and you got to hit through the gator mouth and get it to the top of the steeple or some horse shit. So it's like at least there's colors, right?
Yeah.
There's go-karts sometimes next to it.
I never understood why golf players get in shape. Like, baseball players are fat, but golfers are, like, fucking jacked. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? This don't make flexible. No sense.
Have you seen Charles Barkley?
Flexible to do this?
Have you seen Charles Barkley try to swing a golf ball? If you have not, I recommend you watch that immediately. He's got this weird, like...
It looks like he's, like...
It's all in your form. It's like a hitch. Watch Tiger.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's fit. Like, you know Tiger does yoga.
Absolutely.
When you twist...
But he wasn't doing yoga for the sport. He was doing it for the ladies.
Oh.
Well, we know that, but... Yeah. You know, but he was still making $1 billion playing golf. The motherfucker had a twist.
Yeah.
Because you got to watch. When you watch golf, it's all about how your foot twists. Because you're trying to get that first class eagle. So, yeah, I understand. You got to get it all the way across.
I will take that back. Video game golf is great.
Because you got to line it up.
Video game golf is great, yeah.
The ball? The old school arcade?
That one, but when you used to play on PlayStation. Like, where you did, they lined it up the same way, like you would shoot your free throw, and you have to line all the meters up, or that's the best part. But when you got to, like, fucking putt, I'm like, I'm done. I'm going to just restart.
Putting's trash. I agree with that.
Can we bring up Charles Barkley swinging, golf? I want to see that shit.
We have a good close, so we can close on something hot.
Look at that. Back to look, our engineers. Fucking, I'm joking.
Love you, Dylan. Thank you, man.
Love you, Dylan.
I knew when there was silence. I knew when there was silence. It was just this wait. I felt it. It's okay.
Yeah.
What the fuck is he doing?
Sheesh.
Like, that looks wild. Look at that.
That's how he does it every time. Every time it's like that.
I gotta watch that again because that was hilarious.
That's proof that golf is a sport because he, at some point in his career, was an athlete, and I don't know what that is.
But look how many people they. Everybody on that field is built like me. Everybody got hips.
Yeah, look at this. A lot of soccer moms out there, bro.
Yeah.
A lot of aunt bodies out there. That nigga got aunt bodies.
Okay. Aunt bodies are trending right now. I heard. I don't know. That's like what my quarantine body.
I don't understand though. He practices. Literally, he practices normal.
And yeah.
Then the second he gets in the ball.
Yo, go back to him practicing. Look at the practice. Look at this. He literally.
Oh, it's like he takes a pause.
But no, he takes the momentum out of a swing when he does that shit. Look.
It's a full body pause.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Watch this. Now look. Watch this. All the momentum is gone.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm watching. Hey, bend his knees.
Whoa.
Like, I would pay to go see that. That is a spectator sport right there.
That's a dance right there. It's like, do the Barkley. Hey, that's the new.
That is a mean pause, bro.
The next Billy Rock right there.
Yep, the Barkley. That is hilarious. I want to go to a driving range where this shit is all open. We should do that.
Yeah, I'm inviting myself. I'm coming.
Come. It's an invite. Definitely come. We're going to go to the driving range. We're going to record it. And we're going to show how much fun it is to do that part. And then we're going to shoot over to a golf cart and show how bored we are.
And we can bring our Jordan golf shoes.
Why Jordan does Jordan have golf
Jordan
shoes?
Jordan has Air Jordan 3 golf shoes.
How do you feel about all these other Jordans? Like, I get it. I get that some people just want to wear the name, and that's enough. But I feel like they're not Jordans if he did not wear them.
I agree with you. I think, like, there's a difference. It should be called, like, a separate collection. It can have the logo. Like,
yeah.
It can be called, like, the Jumpman collection. But at a certain point, nah. I don't need to wear a logo just to wear a logo.
And they should be sold in JCPenney's or some shit. They shouldn't be sold in the same place you buy actual Jordans.
I think they probably are sold in JCPenney's.
Not the number Jordans, yeah.
You think they are? They are sold in JCPenney's? No, because you can...
I mean, I haven't been to JCPenney's since before quarantine, but they might be there. I think that's where they are. They're going to be like 60% off when everything opens up.
JCPenney got some mean dress shirts. I will say that. You can go in there and get a nice Oxford collar. Dress shirt.
Heard you.
They got
you.
Them cocaine white shirts. The cocaine whites.
Yeah.
The cocaine white.
You buy a bunch of them. Yeah. Never wash your one. Yep. Yeah.
Throw it out after each wear, right?
Just toss it out. Mm-hmm. Yep. Go get yourself a $17 crispy white shirt.
Oop.
Okay. Oxford collar.
Yeah. I heard you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there anything else you want to plug before we close this thing, Ms. Gabby? We plugged in the beginning.
I still appreciate that. Don't forget, check us out on Instagram at Kicks and Shit Show. And you can follow me at Gabby Rosenthal on all platforms.
Follow Gabby Rosenthal, y'all. That rhymed. I didn't mean to do that.
I liked it. I was here for all of it.
Follow Gabby Rosenthal, y'all. Yeah.
There we go. See, I can't help it. It just starts happening.
Stop raising that chair
roof
up.
Is ready.
Don't raise the roof, though. No.
I make room for the chairs.
The only way you can raise the roof if you put sneakers on your hands. That's the only way.
I mean, don't tempt me with a good time.
What you got on your feet right now? What you rocking right now?
I knew you were going to ask me that, and I was like, please don't ask me that because I'm in the house, and, like, I'm trying to just rock some slides.
So you got the Adidas slides. I got Crocs on. That's my
new
shit.
These are my inside house shoes.
I got Diodoras on.
Because you're a nasty nigga. You nasty. You nasty, Derek. Who the hell wears sneakers in the house, nigga?
I was heading out after this.
He's ready. He's like, I got my sketchbook at the door.
I think that's the most disgusting thing. You walk around in New York City streets with pee and shit and fucking that's all that's on New York City streets, and then you bring it into your house. Mm-mm.
That's smart. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But yeah, some of us live like barbarians, my nigga. I'm sorry, but I will.
I respect it.
I will back him just because you said some shit. I'm about to put some little powders down. All right.
Yep. All right, y'all. Thank y'all for listening. And no need for apologies. I'm Monroe Martin.
I'm Derek Gaines.
That's Gabby Rosenthal. Make sure you check out her podcast.
Kicks and Shit Show.
No, I knew the Kicks name. And I shit thought. Show. No, we were supposed to do the back and forth. Derek, you got to get a computer, my nigga. I can't.
Oh, sorry.
I just feel like I'm Monroe Martin.
I got you. I'm
yeah. I'm ready for you. All right. Peace.